Hi everybody. So today I want to give a quick update on where we are with CMMC since it's been a while since we last talked about it. And with all the uncertainty and recent commotion going on in the federal government, and for government contractors in particular, CMMC understandably may not be top of mind or on everybody's radar right now. So just for some quick background on CMMC, or the Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification Program, federal government contractors are required to have cybersecurity safeguarding procedures in place. And those safeguarding requirements are imposed under FAR, or the Federal Acquisition Regulation. And for defense contractors, there are additional safeguarding requirements that are imposed under DFARS, or the Defense Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement. And for many defense contractors, some of the additional requirements in DFARS include compliance with the more than 100 NIST SP-800-171 safeguarding standards. Now, cybersecurity safeguarding requirements have been conditions on government contracts for many years, so in theory, government contractors should already be complying with them. Well, as it turns out, and as DoD has caught on, quite a number of defense contractors have not had the required cybersecurity safeguarding protections in place. So DoD has come up with a certification program, or CMMC, that will serve as verification that defense contractors are in compliance with the cybersecurity safeguarding requirements. And under CMMC, DoD contractors will have to verify or certify their compliance as a condition of a DoD contract award. So again, CMMC is all about approving or verifying compliance. And so for many small businesses, when or if CMMC finally does come online, they're gonna have to come to terms with, number one, bearing the cost of having systems in place that will meet the cybersecurity safeguarding requirements, and number two, bearing the additional costs under CMMC of proving that they meet the requirements. So now moving on to our update, I just want to touch base on three of the most recent major developments for CMMC. So in October 2024, DoD issued a final rule that established the CMMC program within DoD, and those regulations became final on December 16, 2024. Now, we've covered CMMC a little bit in other webinars and video blogs, and we're not gonna cover that final rule in any detail here, but we do plan to cover the CMMC program in more detail in a future webinar. For now, though, that final rule that DoD published in October lays out the framework for the CMMC certification program. So for example, it describes the roles within DoD that are responsible for the different aspects of the program. It also describes the three progressively higher levels of CMMC and what cybersecurity safeguarding protections contractors have to have in place in order to attain the CMMC certifications or self-assessments at those levels. It describes the procedures for obtaining self-assessments or third-party certificates. It also describes the roles of assessors who will assess contractor compliance with the requirements. And it also describes the certified professionals that are supposed to train those assessors. Now, again, we'll cover CMMC in more detail in a future webinar, but with the publication of the final CMMC program rule, CMMC is finally, after about 6 years of discussions and some perfunctory regulations, it's finally in the red zone, inching toward the goal line. And it's just one last final rule away from full implementation into government contracts. So with the final rule, the CMMC program is now official, but the certification requirements for government contractors under the CMMC program won't be triggered until those requirements are made part of their government contracts. So that leads us to the second recent major development, and that's a proposed rule under DFARS that was issued in August of 2024. So the final CMMC program regulations that we just talked about a few minutes ago are published in DoD's Title 32 regulations. But the regulations that control what's included in government contracts and how contractors and agencies are supposed to behave during contract performance are found in Title 48 FAR and DFAR's regulations. Well, in August of 2024, DoD published a proposed rule that, when it becomes final, revises DFARs to implement the contractual requirements that are related to CMMC. So, for example, the proposed rule includes a draft of the DFARs clause that's expected to be inserted into DoD contracts that would indicate what CMMC level applies to the DoD contract. The proposed DFARS rule also states that defense contractors have to have the required CMMC certificate or self-assessment at the time of contract award. And it also says that defense contractors have to maintain the required CMMC level for the life of their contracts. Now, the proposed DFARS rule also requires that contractors flow down the CMMC level requirements to their subcontractors, and it requires that defense contractors ensure that subcontractors have CMMC certificates and self-assessments for the CMMC level that's assigned to the DoD prime contract. So the last point that I want to make about the proposed DFARS rule is that once it becomes final, DoD will be phasing in the CMMC requirements into DoD contracts over a three-year period. So the last major development that I want to touch on is a memorandum that DoD issued in January of 2024 that talks about how CMMC will be implemented. And that memorandum discusses how DoD will assign a particular CMMC level to each contract. So that memo reiterates what DoD has said earlier in regulations and guidance, and that is that CMMC level 1 self-assessments will be required for contracts in which a defense contractor will process, store, or transmit federal contract information, or FCI. Now, the memo also reiterates that CMMC level 2 self-assessments or third-party certifications will be required when a contractor will process, store, or transmit controlled unclassified information, or CUI. Now, here is where the DoD memo breaks new ground, and that's because it reveals which contracts will require Level 2 third-party certifications and which contracts will require Level 2 self-assessments. And in particular, the memo says that if controlled unclassified information that a contractor is expected to handle is the type of CUI that's listed under the National Archives CUI Registry, well, then a Level 2 certification assessment has to be performed by a third-party assessor. And if the CUI that a contractor is expected to handle falls outside of the types that are listed under the National Archives CUI Registry, well, then a Level 2 self-assessment will be sufficient. Now, for Level 3, the memo discusses the circumstances in which a Level 3 enhanced certification would be appropriate. And they include when CUI is related to breakthrough technology, when CUI is concentrated in a single IT environment, and when an attack on an information system would result in widespread vulnerability to DoD. Now, the last point that I want to make about the memo is about the timing of its release. So the memo is dated January 15th, 2025, and it was cleared for publication on January 17th, just a few days before inauguration. So if you're into reading tea leaves, that might suggest that DoD wanted to get this guidance out there before January 20th in order to minimize any delay or holdup in CMMC that could result from a change in administrations. Now, the timing of the memo might give some glimpse into what DoD's mindset was before January 20th, but it doesn't provide much in terms of what DoD may be thinking now. Now, like I said earlier, CMMC is just one final DFARS rule away from full implementation into DoD contracts, and in normal times, it would be safe to assume that with a proposed DFARS rule already out there, a final rule will eventually make its way to publication. Now, today in March 2025, these aren't normal times, and I think it remains to be seen what the administration or the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, thinks about CMMC and how CMMC might impact certain or all defense contractors and their suppliers. Now, nevertheless, in the absence of any clear indication that CMMC is off the table, defense contractors would do well to continue to take steps to reach their cybersecurity safeguarding goals and milestones so that they're ready if and when CMMC makes its way into their contracts. Well, that's all I have for today. Thanks for joining me, and do look out for our upcoming webinars and vlogs on CMMC.